Yeah. Anyway, but so I was teaching, you know, have been teaching for the Bible for 40 years. And, you know, but I never touched Revelation. I just didn't touch it. I taught
a lot of Christians don't, because it's just so much stuff. And they're like, ah, we'll stick with John and Luke and all these others. Yeah,
exactly. I'm like, there's plenty of other, and I don't get it. So I'm not going to mess with it. So it's really funny because I literally decoded Revelation. And I know that just when I say that, it sounds like, and who are you? You're nobody. Like, I know. I am clearly nobody. Yeah. And then what's so great about the Lord is he uses a bunch of nobodies. I love that.
All throughout the word. Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And Peter was a nobody. You know, he's a fisherman, you know, and the Lord says, I'm going to use you for this task.
Yep.
So, and I have recorded, have you ever heard of Awana clubs?
I used to do Awana. I grew up in Awana. Yes.
No way. You might have sung my songs in your club. A lot of people sang my songs. I had songs that went with the Awana clubs, and I did. Cool. I recorded.
I'll bet I probably did. Yeah. You'll have to send after this. You'll have to send me some of them, because I'm like, my mom, she'll remember, because she taught Awana like at our church and stuff. Yeah. So she did that for years. So I'm like, she'll probably know.
I know that voice. Yeah. Yeah. That was me. So I've got them all on MP3. Yeah. One of my Patriots, she was doing it for her mother, and she sent me this. I was just, because her mom was not able to fiddle with the CD play, you know, whatever and all that.
Yeah.
And so she put them all on MP3. So yeah, I can send those to you.
That's so sweet.
Yes. Yeah. And so bottom line, I have so much scripture memorized. So that's what's so great, is when you have all these verses in your head, then when you're, you know, it helps you to piece these things together better, you know. And so little did I know that this was the plan, you know. And so then back in November 2017, I got a few little pieces of the little clues, you know, and I just always thought, these people, you know, we've got, this is a Democrat, this is a Republican, we have a difference of opinion, blah, 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 blah. And it clearly was much more than that. And that they're on the same. When I woke up October 2016, I realized they're all running game on us, and they're all in on it together. And, you know, and that was like,
they just rotate who gets the presidency, who Senate. Okay, you guys are going to win this one. Then you, yep.
Yep. And that they were running the drugs into me in Arkansas, you know. And of course they were. Who else is going to be doing it? Because if it was somebody, you know, they would stop it. If they wanted to stop the drug trafficking, they would.
Yeah. Oh, they could.
Or any kind of trafficking.
Yeah.
So then I found it when I realized the Clintons and the Bushes were in on. And then I started digging. I'm like, okay, tell me what's going on with the Bushes. And I'm like, oh boy, you know, and that was rocking my world. And that was the end of it, you know. Then I found out about the really gruesome stuff. And I'm like, no, we're not doing that. And once we found out, and that's why the Lord hid this from us. Yeah. You know, it says that, you know, that passage where it talks about that all these things would be, well, even in the prophecy for Daniel, he says, all these things are going to be hidden until the end.
Yeah.
And why is that? It, like, there are some people who do, clearly, obviously, but like by and large,
the masses, you know, most
of the people, the masses didn't know. And even now at this point, we don't have the masses knowing, but you know, at that point you're like, and I don't think I ever hit record. Just like you
I'm
said.
Recording it. I can send you the Zoom. I can send you the Zoom recording for it. So if you want, I can send you the link.
Okay. Is it like a gig? The one I'm doing, I'm on Brighteon.tv, and they send me one, and it's a gig. I'm like, this thing is too huge. My whole computer is like smoking. So anyway, whatever.
I like Zoom because with like the recording, it's like, it just, you send the link to the person and then they can just download it themselves and stuff. And I'm like, that just makes it nice and easy for me. So.
Okay. That is good. Knows. They've got this other fancy system, and they might be
even
though
Skype, Zoom is like, deep state. I know they're deep state, but they already have my biometrics and all that stuff. I'm like, it's fine. Some patriot's going to come up with a Zoom alternative anyway.
Right,
so I'm like,
right. Well, and as long as they don't, you know, ban you, you know, that's the thing. You know, I'm banned here and banned there, but I've been doing my videos with Zoom, and I haven't been banned from Zoom yet. I've been banned from everything
Zoom?
Else.
Can you be banned from Zoom?
Oh, sure. Of course, they can ban you from anything.
I'm sure they probably can. I wonder how they would do that on Zoom. Just when you log into your account, we're sorry, your account has been terminated for violating our terms of service.
That's what happened to me the other day. PayPal, just, you're done.
Oh,
done. Venmo did the same thing.
Yeah.
You're done.
So like, I think PayPal owns Venmo. It's like, you're all owned by the same people anyways. Soros, Gates.
We need a Patriot Clinton's. Venmo. We need a Patriot PayPal. Somebody do that. Somebody with a lot of money.
Right. Oh, give, anyway, send, go. I mean, that's the Patriot alternative to GoFundMe. So I'm like, somebody needs to do that.
Yes, but they're not doing a PayPal. Right?
I know. So I'm like, they should. Okay, they're already doing gifts. They're already going to fund me.
Yeah, hello. Right. Somebody do it. Right. But the problem is, then it goes to the banks. It's just like, with Mike Lindell.
Yeah.
You know, they're like shutting down his ability to do a whole bank. You know. Anyway, so back in the day, so then I began to like, wait a minute. Something's going on with Revelation, because I began to realize these people worship Satan.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, ugh, yep. You know, and then I realized, okay, this is the beast of Revelation. Mm-hmm. No doubt. This is the beast of Revelation because these people worship Satan. This is biblical. This is it. We're not going to look. Okay. So they lied to us. I've got a whole section in my book about how they lied to us. I think 14 different lies. There's more lies, but I just tackled 14. Right? Let's just start with 14. You know, and so right, and so, you know, just because you don't know what you don't know, and just to come out of all the layers and the veils of all this layers. So I began to realize, you know, that they were Satan worshipers, and this clearly the beast of Revelation is Satan worshiper, Antichrist. And so the other thing about the Antichrist is it's not one person. They lied to us about that.
Mm-hmm.
Antichrist is this new. Okay, I'm telling you my opinion. Y'all can research it for yourself. I'm just going to tell you what I believe. I've researched and what I believe is the situation. So the new world order is the Antichrist. And mm-hmm. Antichrist. I have a whole video, and I'll show it while we're sharing the screen. I'll show the screen. So here. That's not what I meant to take you to. That's my Freedom Force Battalion. All right, so my Telegram. All right, that's where we comment a lot. We work together on a lot of stuff. So here's my website, freedomforce.live. And so if you want to see some of these videos, just click right here on categories. And I have tons and tons of videos. And one of the first ones, like I was saying, start here. Come on.
Yeah.
But start here with all the red pills. And so they're like 2-minute long videos. And they go into each, you know, of the 14 lies and just to say, okay. They lied about this. They lied about that. They lied about the other. Anyway, I also have biblical astronomy. I'm going to tell you about that in a minute. But here's a good place. If you're looking for information about the 666 or the mark of the beast or anything like that, this is going. This is the thing. I'm not controlled by any of these people. So I'm going to tell you what the Bible really says, not what I'm told to say by someone who's controlling me. Whether from the seminary or from this religious group or whatever, I'm just going to be like, okay, I know the Bible backwards and forwards. And now because of the awakening, the great awakening, which the Lord prophesied would happen, I now I'm able to decode it. And I'm not just saying, okay, well, just don't leave your brain at the door and just believe whatever I say, but at least you can say, okay, this is what this lady says. Let me go and research and see if she's
exactly. Yeah.
Full of whatever. Right. Or if she
Exactly. Do your own research. Yes.
Do your own research. But it's so different from what we were told. And so I'm not very popular because of that. I don't care. My people love me. They're like, finally, someone telling the truth about Revelation and not controlled by the, you know, what I call the deep church. All right. So
the deep state has controlled the church and a lot of them. That's why a lot of the child trafficking has been done through a lot of these mega churches and stuff and seminaries and all that. I'm like, a lot of them get their money from deep state people. So you're going to like follow the money.
And in the book of Revelation, it talks about the beast and the false prophet.
Yes.
So that's the way to control the people, because people, you just want to trust the people who are telling you about God.
Yeah.
And we just let down our guards. And we just basically say, okay, well, they must be because they pray so pretty, you know, and they have the nice hair, and, you know, whatever. And so we can't do that. We have to really ask the Lord to guide us into all truth. Yep. So here's the playlist on Revelation. So it goes into, and there's tons of videos here, 106. Yep. And like this one right here is a Revelation made simple. So it's really going into the, to just breaking it down and what is the order. Yeah. Let me see if I can make that a little bit bigger. So I, while I'm here, and actually this is one of the first ones I did. Once I pieced it together, mm-hmm. I was starting to get little, you know, this piece and that piece, all of a sudden I'm like, okay, wait a minute. So I'm like on the Antichrist, the cabal is the Antichrist because they're anti-freedom. They're anti-family, anti-love, anti-justice, anti-anything good. Right? They're the opposite of that. And so they lied to us thinking it's one person. We're going to wait on one person. And they also lied to us. Oh, we're going to be out of here. We're going to escape. So then we're not going to have to worry about the beast because the beast won't appear until after we're gone. That was a lie.
Yeah.
That was a lie. The beast is now, we know who that is. And it's or it's also called the man of lawlessness. Who's more lawless than these people?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't get more lawless than that.
Yeah, it's very true.
If you tried, they do the absolute opposite of anything that's the right thing. Yeah. All right. So anyway, so they are the man of lawlessness, and that the Holy Spirit was holding this truth back until we were ready to fight. And that's what's so amazing is now can I ask you where you live in generally?
Oh yeah. Kentucky, outside of Lexington.
Okay. So I'm in Texas, you know, but there are people all over the world who are like I was just in a video yesterday about the people of Ukraine who are rising up into these positions. Same thing there. You know, that's what the Lord Jesus said, to go into all the world and preach the gospel and to teach them everything he had commanded them, so that they would be ready to rise up in these positions. It'd be silly for him to say, fill the earth with believers and then I'm going to take you out of here. I'm like, because he wants us to rule and reign with him, right? He wants us to take dominion.
Yep.
And he didn't change his mind. He told Adam to do that. He didn't change his mind. He says, you've got to go clean your room, right? And you don't get your biscuits or whatever, your snack until you clean your room, until you straighten up this world. And so we just been sheeple and we weren't ready because if we had, as hard as this fight is right now, if we had not been, you know, had people all over the world, they would have snapped everything shut. They would have been, humanity would be over. The Lord knew how dangerous these people were and ruthless.
Oh yeah.
I mean, they love death. Yeah. I mean,
what else obviously.
They love death.
Look around.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. So we've got to be very, very wise and careful about it. Anyway, so this video right here is one Revelation summary. That is basically the whole book of Revelation. And I just, in 45 minutes, which was crazy, but just to give you an overview. So that's something to, at least to give you the whole picture. Because so many times people have a study on this and a study on that. Can we just put it all together kind of?
Yeah.
Anyway, so here it is. This is basically what's happening is we've had untold tribulation, and people say, oh no, the tribulation is worse than this. You don't know tribulation. No, if you know what's gone on underground, you'll never again say there's never been tribulation.
True. Yeah.
You know, once you know that, then there's people who I'm like, they just don't know. And so, and then of course the pandemic, you know, all that has gone on with that, all that. So this is this horrible. And then the wars, the diseases, the all this deception, all that has been going on. So that's the tribulation. And then we've had the Great Awakening that is happening. It's an ongoing thing. It wasn't just a one day thing.
Yeah.
And just a little more, each of us are continually waking up like this dawning that more and more comes to us and more people are joining in and realizing what's going on. So it's like the, and I talk about this in the book. This is the book that I compiled all of this in. And that is, I've got to do it. Maybe do a duplicate so I don't have to. I'm the worst girl for tabs. I got tabs for weeks, forever. Anyway, all right. So if you look here at my main page and you scroll down with your mouse, this is the book that I wrote. I got to make it a little bit smaller. The book that I wrote is called End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace. That is the book that I compiled everything in. I've got all the biblical astronomy, all that in. So in order to decode Revelation, you have to know biblical astronomy. And that's why they hid this from us. Like the Bethlehem star, they won't tell us. Yeah. How did the wise men know about the Bethlehem star? What is that about? They hid that from us on purpose because we needed to know about this beautiful sign in the heavens that happened in our day. So that's another, I'll tell you that, about that before we go. But yeah, so here it is on Amazon. It's just $2.99. So it's super, super easy. Anybody can afford it. And that's just what it takes to you know, I don't care for Amazon, but I think of like, I'm using Amazon to destroy Amazon.
It'll reach more people. Exactly. It'll wake more people. So we're using the deep state stuff to actually wake up more people. So it's like, it's reversing their thing. Yeah.
Amen. That's exactly. Yeah. I feel the exact same way. So yeah, I've already had like almost 2,000 reviews on it. So yeah. So everybody is really like, it's been a bestseller. And so I'm really thankful to be able to get this truth out there. So yes, you can actually email it to people and all that. And then the paperback is $7.99. So it's as cheap as I could possibly get it. So anyway, so
yeah.
All right. So, but here is back to what's happening. So the Great Awakening, and I talk about this in the book. Remember the story of Ezekiel with the dead bones in the field? He says, "Come look at these bones, this valley of dry bones." And he's like, then the Lord says, "Can these bones ever live again?" He said, "You only know, Lord, because I can't make anything." And so he said, "Speak to these bones." And he did, which sounds crazy. And so, but he spoke to the bones and they began to join together. And so this is an amazing story. I think Ezekiel 36 or 37. Anyway, so that is what's happened to us as humanity. We were as good as dead. We were buying into all the baloney. Mm-hmm. We couldn't do anything about it. And we were, we were helpless. They were going to just, enslave all of humanity. And that was going to be the end of the story, except that the Lord has awakened us just in the nick of time, truly. And this whole, the Trump movement and the white hats and the Great Awakening of all the patriots and the people all over the world and the truckers and So this is the Great Awakening that we've been waiting on. We just didn't know, we just didn't know what we didn't know. We didn't know what it was going to look like.
Yeah.
So then the Armageddon is this battle where we're taking it to them to destroy them and exposing them. You know, that's what we do. That's why you have your channel. That's why I have my channel. So people will realize the truth about everything. We talk about it all so we can get it out there and they can't stop us. That's what's so great about you having a channel and me having a channel. Everybody having, all these different social
media. There are too many of us.
It's a whack-a-mole.
They keep doing anything. It's like, they just keep coming up. It's like that weed that won't go away or like termites in a house. They just keep multiplying. It's like, and we're eating through the structure of their deep state like house. And it's like, we're eating through all the wood and the beams and then it's going to come crashing down.
Yes, that's exactly right. Actually, that is even says this in Joel chapter 2. So it's this locust army. That's one of my favorite parts of the Bible is Joel chapter 2. And it's us, this locust army. It says all of a sudden over the mountains, there's this great, a mighty army appears. It's never been anything like it ever before or will ever be seen again. And it calls us locusts. It says the everything's beautiful before them. And then afterward, it's just after we pass by, everything that they've built up is just decimated. All their lives are just burned completely up. So that's what's so cool that they clearly can't stop us. And if they didn't feel like we were a threat, they wouldn't have banned us from everything. And possible. So anyway, so this is the Battle of Armageddon. And it's I know that they said that we weren't going to be here, but they lied. Just saying. And I don't really pick on, and to be honest, I've probably, lied or whatever. I didn't know I was lying. I was just teaching what I was told was the deal. And so I just was repeating that. Right. And so, the Lord's not mad at us for doing that. He's just like, okay, now it's time for you to know the truth. So come out of this deception. It's time.
And a lot of people aren't in the word. So it's like, they're not studying it. So that's why they don't see the truth. And they're so easily, a lot of them deceived and led astray because they're not in the word themselves. And you're like, that's the problem.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and I agree with you. And then there's also people that I know who read really the word and they just aren't somehow or not getting it. Yeah. And so it's just ask the Lord.
Yeah.
Show me. That's what I did. I was just like, I just don't care what the truth is. I do not care. Yeah. I just want you to show me, help me. And so what I did was I read it through Revelation through three times. And I was still very confused. I was like, I still don't get it. And so because we have these, we're trying to look at it through the lens of what they've put in front of us.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's hard to think that. It's almost better for people who've not been in church because we've just got so much of this brainwashing. Yeah. Okay. So I was like, you know, help me to forget all this. And so what I ended up doing was I wrote it. It had a really good, got some good advice to write down every verse and put just in your own words. And so I did that with the entire book of Revelation. I mean, the Lord had me on this like a dog on a bone. It was, serious. I could not stop at all. Anyway, so I did that and I was still confused. This is not helping. I mean, some things were coming clearer, but then I went from the back of the book of Revelation and I realized the Gog and Magog battle. So I'm going to show you this here. You see this picture here that I'm showing you, the Gog and Magog battle. They never talk about that one. The Gog and Magog battle is after the 1,000 years of peace on earth. Mm-hmm. The Bible clearly says that after Armageddon, we're going to cast out this beast and false prophet. They will be gone. The Bible says in Revelation 19, they will never come out again. They're gone forever. And then in Revelation 20, it says that Satan comes back out for after the 1,000 years. Like, meh, boo. I know.
Yeah.
Like, okay, Lord, I don't. That's not my favorite part, but I know that there's a reason. And the reason for that is that during the millennial reign, during the 1,000 years of peace on earth and health and wealth and all the good things, during that period of time, there's still death. People still die during the 1,000 years of peace. Okay, so it's not heaven on earth yet.
Yeah.
It's a big step, but it's not heaven, because we don't have the new bodies and the new heavens and the new earth. And that's what happens after the Gog and Magog battle is, see, the yellow stripe is where it talks about we'll have the new heaven, the new earth, and the new bodies to go along with them. So that's really the rapture, is when we, at that same moment, that in the twinkling of an eye, 1 Corinthians 15, 51 and 52, and at that moment, we all get the new bodies and we're all changed into incorruptible to match the new heaven and the new earth. Okay. So that's basically it in a nutshell. All right.
Okay.
So when you go, like, here's one on 666, here's one on the trumpets that are like, sounds like they're destroying humanity. They're not destroying humanity. That's another story. But anyway, that they're destroying they're showing who's destroying it, because it's saying that they're destroying a third. Mm-hmm. And they're really saying about the 33s.
Oh yeah.
They're like, it's the 33s who've been doing it. And the 33 is really indicating that those who fell away from the Lord, that they follow Satan, the one third of the angels that fell away from the Lord. Mm-hmm. That's why their number symbolism is this of the fallen angels.
Yeah.
That's what you really get the 33. Anyway, here's one on the Antichrist right here. So anyway, so you just, you know, go through here and see, and, you know, again, with all these things, I've been just piecing this together for all this time, but I look at the current events in the light of God's word. Like, here was a full lunar eclipse, because the Lord said there would be so many lunar eclipses. Actually, there's one on election day this year.
Interesting.
How cool is that? How cool is that? Yeah. All right. So anyway, in 11:11, here's Revelation 11:11. God breathed life into them and they stood up. This is my favorite verse. A lot of people see Revelation 11:11. So this is talking about how God is awakening us, just like that great awakening. Mm-hmm. And remember how he says, and he says the Holy Spirit came in and breathed on them and filled them with his life. And they stood up. And that's exactly what we're doing, right? Yeah. Every one of us standing up. So, all right. So that, I want you to see that. And so then that'll, you know, give you a place to go. And then if you want to go and look at some of my other videos, I have them on freedomforce.live. And you can also go to right here, social. Got it a little bit too big. The social is right here. Here you can see all the social media platforms, with the Telegram, Gab, Getter, all that, the video channels, BitChute, Rumble. I'm on Frank Speech now. The podcasts, I have wonderful patriots who are helping me to post all these. Anyway, so it's all right there. And you can, you know, see, like I said, 600 videos just to search
Well, it's nice because you take it through. You just kind of bit by bit, A to B to C, and like you just take it through, just kind of like a history lesson or more like a prophecy lesson. But it's like you just take it through a lesson because it helps us. Like whenever A goes to B, goes to C, goes to D, and then all the way through the alphabet, then you get to C.
Right. And so I think that one, that Revelation channel, is a very good place to start because it's, you know, it gives you the overview. I gave you like a mini overview. That one on Revelation gives you a bigger overview, and then you can say, okay, well, I want to learn more about this particular part of it and that particular part. And so, or if you just search like Ezekiel, like that one about the dry bones. Oh, I want to hear more about that story about the dry bones. Well, you can, I've got videos on that, you know, that, or the prophecies and just search the word Daniel or Joel. Yeah. Like I was talking about the great army from the book of Joel. Yeah. I'm actually doing a sequel to this book right now. And I'm taking, it's just everywhere I look. Yeah. I wasn't even thinking about doing this, but I'm like, this is everywhere. It's just like, you know, now you see the symbolism of these people. It's like, it's everywhere. Yeah. How did we not see it before? How did we not see it? But now you can't unsee it. Can't not see it.
Exactly.
And the same way with when I read the word, it's like, oh my gosh, this is us, you know, and we're, you know, this is the deep state is the cabal, you know, beast, new world order. And so I'm like, this is it. So I'm trying to help people see this is the Lord's promise. So
you got to ask him to open your eyes because it's like, if he doesn't open it, you're not going to see it. Just like, cause I think, was it Elijah with the servant that the servant was scared seeing the armies come, but then Elijah, or was it Elisha?
Okay.
And then like the servant couldn't see, and he was all scared. He saw the army coming, and Elisha wasn't concerned at all because he could see the angels in the heavens, but like the servant didn't. So he's like, Lord, open his eyes. And then he looked over and he's like, wow. And so, but it wasn't until the Lord opened his eyes that he saw that. Yeah. And before that, he was so scared. But then after that, he was like, okay, it's good.
I'm chill. I'm good. Yes. And that's kind of what we do on the Freedom Force Battalion. So come on the Telegram, Freedom Force Battalion, and you'll love it over there. We just whatever's going on, we're sharing this information, and we're also looking at it in through the eyes of faith, and say we're going to win. And our role is, what can we do, whether it's being a precinct chairman or exposing this or exposing that, whatever our role is. Each day we're just asking the Lord to guide us, and we were praying together, and it's just very, very fun and cool. But and the Lord is helped us to see through the baloney. All right, so this is the thing that everybody said, like, but how do you know this is happening now? Maybe this is happening in 10,000 years from now. I mean, how do you know this is happening now? This is because we have a heavenly clock. It's called it's called the Zodiac or the Maseroth. And this is how the wise men knew. I'm going to stop sharing for just a second. This is how the wise men knew that our Lord Jesus was being born. And so, I can actually show you if we wanted to. Actually, I'm going to do a little clip showing people how to work the Stellarium online planetarium. And that's what I did. I didn't know how to do any of this. I didn't know any of this. Yeah. But we had found out about the Bethlehem Star. I think I found out about the sign of the Son of Man, which I'll show you in a minute. But anyway, and so the kids in the youth group really liked that. And so I'm like, okay, that got them all excited about God's word. So I'm like, okay, let's research that. And so I was able to find the Bethlehem Star. It's actually two stars that conjoined. It was Jupiter and Venus that conjoined. And it's, remember the 70 times seven that our Lord Jesus talked about? This is the prophecy about our Lord Jesus, that a 70 is the orbit of Jupiter.
That's
called the 70.
Yeah.
Daniel knew this. You know, he saved his friends from getting, the axe, right? And so they're like, whatever you say, Daniel, we trust you because you clearly know what's going on.
Yeah.
And so he told them, and there's how the Lord said it's going to be, Daniel was like, yay, Lord, it's time for us to go home. He's like, no, it's not. It's going to be 70 times seven. I'm like, no. And so then he's And so then he's like, okay, seven times. He says it's going to be seven times 70. What? So he'd already been through 70, 170. He's like, okay, it's saw this loop. It's so cool. Cause remember I was showing you on, no, I've been, that was something else. On Leo, on the right paw of Leo, just like I've got behind me there on Leo, there's the right paw is called Regulus, as in the regal. And so the Jupiter did a loop, a crowning The regal star, the king star of the king constellation. Leo is the king constellation. And so he says it's going to be seven times of that. The problem is it's going to be 500 years.
Yeah.
Or so. But sometimes the 70 actually takes more than like 83 and sometimes 94. Yeah. That's another story. But anyway, so he told the wise men, he says, okay, you guys, here's the deal. I'm counting on you because I'm going to go be with Jesus and you're going to have to pass this along from generation to generation to generation. Here we go. Yeah. And we're seeing this crowning. It takes 42 weeks, which is a gestation period, by the way. And he says, you'll see that the crowning takes 42 weeks and you're going to see this happen right now, but you're going to have to pass this. After I go to heaven, you're going to need to pass this down to the next generation. So they look for the second one and then pass it down to the next generation. So they see the third one and the fourth and the fifth and the sixth and the seventh one. Then they're going to have to get on some camels and they're going to have to ride all the way to Israel. Mm-hmm. And they're going to see the king being born.
Yeah.
And sure as the world, they did. They sure did. Now, back in the day, everybody knew the constellations. Our grandparents, I'm sure, knew constellations. People, but once we got phones, right?
Yeah.
And electricity, we're all in the house watching TV or whatever. We're not out looking at stars anymore.
Yep.
And so they could lie to us about all this stuff. And we're easily snowed because we don't know even the basics of where we live.
True.
Yep. True. So, so that was, I'll show you that one another time, I guess. But this one I want to show you is what the Lord Jesus told us to watch for. And it's called the sign of the Son of Man. And this is how I know this is happening now, just like the wise men knew. He says, if you're wise, the wise will know what this means. And this is what's happening. The Lord gave us this sign. Now, over 30 times in the Bible, it talks about that you'll see the woman in labor. The woman in labor. Mm-hmm. Oh, this right here is the woman in labor. This is the sign. The Lord Jesus says, when you see the sign of the Son of Man, you will see the Son of Man coming in power, and all the earth will mourn, unfortunately. And he will send forth his angels with a mighty trumpet blast to gather his chosen ones from the four corners of the earth. So that's happened. We know that. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is from this sign, and you can look back in the Stellarium app, STELLARIUM.org, and you will download that planetarium and you will see that there's never been this before or ever after it. That sign. Yeah. And I'll show you. John told us exactly what it was going to look like. He got this revelation. There appeared, and you cannot decode revelation without knowing the heavenly signs, because every other verse is like, there was a heavenly wonder. And then there was a heavenly wonder. And if you don't know what they're talking about, then you just think it's just poetic language. It's not. It's literal, literal biblical astronomy. Now, the enemy stole these things from us. And they used for evil, as they always did. And so each of the stars, remember how the Lord said he knows the stars by name?
Yep.
Because each one, and that's how you determine that this is a lion because of the name. Like regal, we can tell, okay, that's a king, right?
Yeah.
We know what regulus means, that's king. So each one of these has a name, and that helps you to know what it is. It's identified. And that, as a lion in this case, but there's a book called The Gospel and the Stars. And there's even a series called The Gospel and the Stars, where this girl goes and she tells you what each of the names is and what it means. So that's a really cool thing to do. And that's how you know Virgo. Yeah. It's super cool. It's just so super cool. On that site I was showing you earlier, this one right here, if you remember, I was showing you at the top in the categories, this is the biblical astronomy. And so, and that's where I go into, like this one, the Heavenly Storybook, I go into each of the constellations, not in detail, but like in one video, I go into all of them. And then, super, super neat, super cool. Anyway,
which is so cool, because God's not, he makes things for beauty, but he also puts so many, like numerology, there's so much numerology in the Bible, even though the deep staters like it too. It's not a satanic thing. They just used it for their own gain. It's like God uses it and stuff too. And like, I mean, the heavens and stuff, it's like he makes things not just for beauty, for a purpose.
Verse it says, I think it's Psalm 19, it says the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament displays his handiwork. Day after day after day, they're uttering speech. Night after night, they're declaring knowledge.
Exactly.
You know, but I just thought they were pretty. It's more to it than that. kids were doing than that, and the wise men knew. Yeah. Okay, so yeah, so that's what's going on now. We just have to know how to decode it. Okay, here it is in Revelation chapter 12. There appeared a great wonder in heaven. This woman, there are only three women, okay, in the constellations. Mm-hmm. There's a ship, there's some fish, there's, you know, all kinds of, or a horse, Pegasus. Yeah. There's only three women. Okay. And only one of them, only there's only one woman in the Maseroth of the 12 main constellations. Okay.
Okay.
So it's talking about Virgo. This woman clothed with the sun. Here's the sun on her shoulders. The moon is under her feet, and she has 12 stars on her head. So normally you got Leo, which is 9, but on this particular day, three other stars came into alignment to make the 12.
Mm.
She's in 12 stars on her head, and she was in labor to be delivered. And so if you look here, you'll see that it's got a lot of little signs right here. What is that? It's because, remember I was telling you about Jupiter does that loop in 42 mm-hmm. weeks? I never was told that in school.
Yeah.
You know, in the old days, everybody knew that, but they've hidden this from us.
Yeah.
So it went, it literally went, entered into her womb, so to speak. And it was in there for 42 weeks, a gestation period, 42 weeks. And then it left, and it was made this exact sign.
Yeah.
Super, super cool. So this is the sign of the woman in labor. We're in labor to like birth this kingdom, please. Baby born, right? And so that's really what it is we're laboring. It says in Romans chapter 8, what the whole, all of creation is laboring and travailing in pain and birth pains together until now. We're all trying to get this baby born and have been for a long time, but we are the ones who got to see this sign. It says even that they'll be in great panic and great fear when they see the woman in labor.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure and also it's like, you got to go through the labor pains and you're like, oh, that's not the fun part. It's fun after with the baby, but it's like the part of it.
Yes, exactly. And so that's what we're dealing with. That's exactly what we're dealing with. It's So that's what the picture that the Lord puts for us. And this sign, you can look, it's only happened once since in this past 7,000 years. So this is very, very, very exciting that this, and we get to live in this day. And clearly, as it says, I'll repeat it, Matthew 24:20, it says, when the Lord Jesus said, when you see this sign, he calls it the sign of the Son of Man. He didn't call it the woman in labor. He called it the sign of the Son of Man. So she's having a son, okay? When you see the sign of the Son of Man, you'll see the Son of Man coming in power and glory, and all the earth will mourn, and he will send forth his angels with a mighty trumpet blast to gather his chosen ones from the four corners of the earth. So we've seen that. And that's what keeps me encouraged. Like, this is it. It's daunting and it's crazy, but this is it. And so it keeps me from being very scared when no matter what happens. I know we're going to win. And just one other little wonderful tidbit. The day that Jupiter entered into her womb, so to speak, was the day President Trump was elected.
Okay.
How cool is that? So anyway, I want you to see, those are the main things I want everyone to see. And actually, if you go on here, you can get the audio book, because I know, you know, it might be easier. People want to listen to it and hear it, how it's in my head. And, and then they're listening to it when they're maybe on their commute or whatever. So that's I try to make that super, super easy for people to follow. But I really just encourage you to come and check it out. Jump in with us on, like I said, on our Telegram. I think you'd really enjoy.
And your website and everything is going to be in the graphics and stuff too, while we're here talking and stuff, for like the whole video, whenever I go in and edit it. So that's all going to be there. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Do you have any questions about what I was saying?
There's symbolism everywhere. It's like just symbolism, biblical, they're just symbolism everywhere, which is really cool and stuff. Cause like you said, I mean, the stars are pretty to look up at, but it's like God does things with the purpose.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. And he says it's God's wisdom to kind of hide things from us. And it's our, you know, it's our blessing to be able to uncover it and to find out what he was doing. And we're living in the day when this is going to happen. All these ones who've lived in the past. See, can I ask how old you are generally?
Oh, 22.
Oh, wow. You are young. See, all the rest of us have just seen, and I know you've seen a lot in just in the 22 years that, you know, but back in the day when I was your age, we'd never even seen autism.
Yeah.
You know, we never had seen the all this devastation, you know.
Yeah.
You know, the cancer and all that. And so we're going to, you know, we've just had too much. It's been too much. So that we're going to have beautiful days. And Isaiah 60, I want to say it's 65, it says that we will live as long as trees.
Yeah.
Everyone's health is going to be restored. Their wealth is going to be restored. I talk about it in the book about Jubilee, you know, that all the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. We're going to get all this stuff back and they won't be able to bother us again. And everyone's going to be well.
Yeah.
There's going to be wonderful, you know, the unity with families and the marriages and all that is just going to be restored.
So. You know how it ends. God wins.
Beautiful.
Spoiler alert. God wins.
Yay. And we're going to, it's going to be so beautiful. Yeah. We can't, he says, eye has not seen and ear has not heard, nor has entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for those who love him. We're going to have amazing, amazing, beautiful, beautiful days. And, and it's going to happen soon. I can't tell you exactly when, but I will tell you this. We're getting to see what, angels had wanted to see, prophets, you know, Daniel, Joel, and all them wanted to see, and we get to see it. I really liked what Carrie Lake. Do you know who Carrie Lake is?
Yes.
Did you hear her in Arizona? Trump's
out. Yes. Yeah. I love her. Yes.
Oh, I was just, it just did my heart good. She said, don't ever think for one second that you are not up to this.
The
Lord would not have had us here if he, you know, he never makes mistakes. He has you here for a purpose.
Such a time as this. Yep.
And he knows that you can do this and that he's giving us the strength to do it clearly, you know? So, and he's very proud of y'all. So.
He is. Yeah. We're doing our part, standing up at the local level, helping wake people up. The White Hats are doing their stuff. It's like, we're all doing this together.
Yep. It's very cool. I'm really proud of you, girl. I don't know if I would have been able to make it happen when I was 22. So I'm really proud of you. We need
to awake at the age I am. Well, it's like when Solomon said in Ecclesiastes, seek the Lord while you're young. I mean, whenever you do, everything else gets added.
Yes. Yes. And I became a Christian at fairly young. I was, I was 21 when I really, you know, I'd been in church all my life, but I truly received Christ when I was 21. But, as far as jumping into the fray in this, it's hard for me to imagine doing that at your age. So good job. Everybody who's out there.
We're all doing this.
Young people.
Yes. We're all doing this together.
I'm proud of you. Jesus says, good job.
Yeah. Thanks so much for coming on, Melissa. I'm like, it just, it's been such a great just learning experience. And it's just always great talking with fellow patriots. And like, I just love having all you guys on.
Yes, it was really fun. Thank you for having me. It was awesome. Awesome. Yes.
Hello, fellow patriots, and thank you all so much for watching today's episode. I would also like to thank the sponsor of this episode today, MyPillow. Mike Lindell is a genius in many, many areas, and his products are absolutely no exception. Mattress toppers, sheets, slippers, bath towels, and of course pillows are just a few of his many products that you can find at MyPillow.com. When you use promo code Hannah, you can get up to 66% off of all his amazing line of products. My bedroom personally is absolutely filled with all kinds of his products, and my dog Katie absolutely loves her MyPillow dog bed. Well, at least when my kitty Demi isn't stealing Katie's spot on it. There are so many amazing Patriot businesses out in America today, and we all need to support them so that together we can all defund the deep state and refund the kingdom. Until next time, this is your friendly neighborhood Patriot Hannah signing off and saying, remember, stay encouraged. Thank you for watching The Red Patriot Show. To find more of my content, resources, and where you can find all of my video platforms, as well as all the social media outlets I use, go to www.theredpatriotshow.com. That's www.theredpatriotshow.com. See y'all later.